Advance, ye mates. Cross your lances full before me. Well done. Let me touch the axis." So saying, with extended arm he grasped the three level radiating lances at their cross centers, while so doing suddenly and nervously twitched them. Meanwhile glancing intently from starbuck to stub, from stub to flask. It seemed as though by some nameless interior volition he would fain have shocked into them the same fiery emotion accumulated within the laden jar of his own magnetic life. The three mates quailed before his strong, sustained, and mystic aspect. Stubb and Flask looked sideways from him. The honest eye of Starbuck fell downright. "In vain," cried Ahab, "but maybe 'tis well. For did ye three but once take the full-forced shock, then mine own electric thing, that perhaps had expired from out me. Perchance, too, it would have dropped ye dead. Perchance ye need it not. Down, lances! And now, ye mates, I do appoint ye three cup-bearers to my three pagan kinsmen there, yon three most honorable gentlemen and noblemen, my valiant harpooneers. Disdain the task? What, when the great Pope washes the feet of beggars, using his tiara for ewer? Oh, my sweet cardinals, your own condescension, that shall bend ye to it. I do not order ye, ye will it. Cut your seizings and draw the poles, ye harpooneers.